The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Alumni Ventures. Invest with confidence. Discover the power of venture investing with Alumni Ventures, America's largest venture firm for individual investors. Learn more at av.vc.
LinkedIn News.
Hey there, it's Dan Roth, LinkedIn's editor-in-chief. Welcome to This Is Quick, where we ask our This Is Working guests pointed questions about their best practices. Today, we're hearing from makeup mogul Bobby Brown. What do you always have with you? Is there anything, any gear or item or app that you can't show up to work without?
I would say my iPhone, but I left it in Chicago and I've been without it for 2 days and I have less stress these past 2 days. But it's coming back and I can't wait.
Is there any particular app that you rely on?
I rely on Amazon. That's how I get everything I need in my house.
When did you first know what you wanted to do?
When I was looking at colleges, I knew I wanted to do makeup. I didn't know what kind of makeup artist, and I knew that I didn't want to go to beauty school, so I found Emerson College that allowed me to do my own major. We didn't know what entrepreneurs were back then, but I majored in makeup and created my own program.
Is there anything that you do during the day that helps you stay productive?
Certainly drink water. I have water wherever I go, and I really do. This is not an ad. I swear by AG Greens. It gives me energy when I am going. Have you ever tried them?
No, I never heard of it.
Oh, you're kidding. I drink it before I drink my double espresso in the morning, and then I drink one in the afternoon when I'm fading.
Wow. And for any of the podcast listeners, Bobby has just held up two clear, empty bottles to show that she has just finished those two. They were sitting right at her desk. Who was your first mentor, and what was something important you learned from them?
You know, it was my Papa Sam, who came over as a young boy from Russia that grew his own business, and he just cared so much about his employees, and he wrote them, you know, birthday cards and really called them and saw, you know, check in on them. I think I learned everything from business from Papa Sam.
What was his business?
He was a car salesman, and then he had his own car dealership. He was known in Chicago as Cadillac Sam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone shows up to a one-on-one with you. What makes you want to end it really quickly, and what makes you want to extend it?
I really feel people's energy, and I either like people's auras or I feel something not so powerful. So mostly I want people to not only show up on time, I want someone to look me in the eye, and I want someone to just be genuine and authentic. I really love people that are comfortable and authentic, and I just love good energy.
Any mistakes you've made along the way in your career that you now look back on as a life lesson?
Well, I think there's many, and I don't look at them as mistakes. I look at them as opportunities to learn how to do something different. So first of all, when relationships don't work out, it's really important to be able to be open and talk about them. And I have a few people in my life that I've reconnected with that we ended a working relationship and then realized that we actually really liked each other and now we're friends again. And that's been a very positive thing.
Is there a job you've turned down? And if so, why did you turn it down?
Yes, I've turned down a couple jobs. One was a freelance makeup job to do 3 weeks of a Ralph Lauren ad campaign with Bruce Weber in Bali. And I turned it down because I didn't want to be away from my husband for 3 weeks. And I once turned down being a creative director of Ultima Cosmetics because I didn't want a corporate job.
So what's the takeaway? If you think about those two jobs you've turned down, is there something that ties them, that connects them?
Well, first of all, I obsessed about both of them. Should I? Should I not? Should I? Should I not? And when I decided not to, of course I had regrets. But now that I look back, they all came back, or they didn't come back, but something else did. You know, one door closes, another one opens up. It always happens.
All right, last question. I'm sure you get this a lot. People come to you and say, I've read all 9 of your books. I watch you on TikTok. I follow you on LinkedIn. I'm planning on being the next Bobby Brown. Tell me how to do it. What kind of advice do you give to people who are hoping to follow in your footsteps?
Two pieces of advice. One, what is it? You need something. You can't just say, I want to start my own business. Okay, great. What is it? I need to know what it is. And the other advice is stop talking about it. Just start doing it. whatever. Don't wait until you get money or you have a business plan. And don't make a business plan. Just start doing the business.
Jones Road, no business plan, right?
No business plan. I've never written a business plan. Never written a business plan.
But when you were in Estee Lauder, I assume they were looking for business plans all the time, every quarter.
You know what? One of my secrets of my success is I do what I'm really good at, and I find people around me that are good at the things that I am not good at. And I certainly don't miss all of those meetings and PowerPoints and waste of time and energy. I'd much rather just get on with it. So I like Jones Road.
I love it. Well, Bobby Brown, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Dan Roth.
That was Bobby Brown, founder of Jones Road Beauty. So in the episode, Bobby talks about the fact that she doesn't make any business plans and she has never made any business plans. And I just thought it was so wild that this incredibly successful person has taken what I think is a major part of how you run a business and offloaded it to someone else. And she's done it because she says she's not good at it or she doesn't like doing it. It's not the best use of her time and it is much better handled by someone else. I frankly found that both genius and incredibly relieving because there are things that I'm not good at. And in fact, this morning I was wrestling with a spreadsheet and I'm like, I need help on this. And I remembered Bobby's words and I went and got help versus trying to figure it out myself. So thank you, Bobby Brown. Tell me, is this something you feel comfortable doing? Do you feel like you have to own every part of your job? Or is it okay to go and ask someone else to help you with something? Or to take over some part of your job? Have you ever done that? I would love to hear your story of how it worked or how it didn't work. You can find me on LinkedIn using the hashtag ThisIsWorking, or feel free to email us as well. Our email address is thisisworking@linkedin.com. Thanks to our team for putting this together. We'll be back soon. Be well and stay curious.